Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
The world is such a mysterious little place. Someone came looking to go to another radio show that is not too far from here, a young Ben, and it turned out it was Grainne Cotter. And I, while myself and Grainne have never met, I ended up mixing a record for Grainne a couple, was it two years ago?
About a year and a half.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, as well. Yeah. Well, here we are, we've met,
exactly.
And we're doing...
It's great to meet you.
Yes, we're doing a session together. How have you been?
I have been great, thanks.
Good.
To you. You did a great job, fair play, Gavin.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I've been great.
I've been hearing it a lot on the radio, on Radio 1. We're giving it some great support over on Late Date.
Oh,
and
fantastic, yeah.
What you do, it's a unique blend of folk and jazz, and I really, really dig it. Before we do any chats, let's get down and play some funky music.
Cool.
What are you going to play for me?
We just released a single, Shadows, with the music video, with the lovely Shanti O'Malley running around
Connemara
Forest. In the spacesuit that was used, would you believe it, in David Bowie's Black Star video?
Get out of town.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's talk all about that later on. Yeah. When we talk about this video. You're joined by Ben on guitar. Now, I know you're more of a piano player, but we couldn't hump that up the stairs. So you've brought the...
It's pretty heavy.
You know, the car is great. You know, can handle the sound wave.
So we brought the ukulele in. So Shadows. This is Grainne Cotter.
Thank you so much. 2, 3, and... You jump into the sea as your bright eyes shine in the breeze, but the low tide, it swept you away to the daylight. Moments is all that it was, I know. Romance sure isn't love, as I stood there and I saw you fade towards the shadow of life. Bambayali dum ba 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 da, bayam ba ba bi da da ba ba. Oh, each new wave it crashes, it breaks, but each new wave.
Super Soul Sunday here in Radio Nova. Grainne Cotter has joined us. Wow, that's gorgeous. Would I be right in, like, there's a huge, I don't know, like, it seems darker, seems bigger and heavier from the first album. Yeah. How have things changed since your debut album?
It's tides. I think a big part of it would be the band. I had the lovely Michael Coleman and Kieran O'Sullivan with me for the
brilliant
first album.
Yeah, two gunslingers.
Oh, they're great. But they joined, Kieran joined us in the January, and we actually had an interview with Pat Kenny, and he's like, Grania, what are your plans? I said, do you know what, Pat, I'll do an album. And that's how it came, and all of a sudden I thought an album could be done in 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a terror when I get going. I'm like, yeah. No, I want it now, so off I go. And then we had to tour the album. We got it done. Fair play to you for the producer.
Oh, yeah,
completely
no
turned it around. Fair play. And I met Alan Halimi, who actually produced the latest song.
Yeah.
And Dave Shocknessy. And we just kind of started jamming together. And the more you develop as a musician, the more you hone your craft, and we've done a lot of gigs and we perform
the confidence,
together.
You know, the wings start to spread out a little. And
you start to, I suppose you start to get confident in what you do and love what you do.
And yeah.
I couldn't live if I wasn't playing in any capacity, whether it's trad or jazz or whatever.
Mm.
And I suppose, you realise the significance of it, and you just hope that your music connects with others.
You get that little validation of, you know, people picking up on the music and playing,
yeah.
And it's like, wow, maybe I am good at this, because most musicians I know were the most insecure when it comes to their own work. And tell me how you got David Bowie's spacesuit.
Now, that was great. Leon Butler, I was actually at an arts initiative I'm from County Clare.
Right.
At a Glory Evening, and I was sitting beside an artist that was lived in New York for years and is now teaching in Ballyvaughan, in beautiful parts of
the Ballyvaughan Art College.
Yes.
Yeah, Dan. I love Ballyvaughan.
Beautiful parts of the world. And I just said, look, you know, I'm thinking on doing a music video, and he suggested Leon Butler. So I emailed Leon, and we met, fair play to him, we met for coffee, and he listened to the rough version of the song, and he's like, yeah, got something, definitely. And we had a great discussion, and then he's like, I have it, spacesuit. I'm like, but apparently worlds apart in the juxtaposition about being in close proximity with someone, but you can still be in two different worlds. And that I haven't told anyone else the story, only Leon, so hopefully that'll never go anywhere about what the song is really about. Touch wood.
And
he lived and worked in Los Angeles for a while, and he knew someone who knew someone who knew someone who knew the company that rented out the spacesuit. It was
mad
and literally, because poor David Bowie, God rest him,
David Bowie's dead.
He needed it in really, really short amount of time. Like, that video was recorded because obviously his health was deteriorating, and the band actually had the spacesuit that weekend. They got an anonymous call, and they're like, look, we are looking everywhere for the spacesuit. That's the one we want. We'll give you 10 grand if you just let us use the spacesuit this weekend. And it turned out to be David Bowie's production.
10 grand?
Yeah, or something. It wasn't myself.
But, wow. Amazing.
And it's still in the company for some reason. I don't know how it's not in the museum, but thank God we got it before.
What a coup. Fair play to you.
Yeah, I was going around all day.
So tell me a little about the new record. There's a bit of a personnel, a lineup change, but, you know, different producer and all of that. But have you been writing from a different kind of perspective from the first album? They always say you have your whole life to write your first album, and the second album is like, what am I going to say now?
Yeah. When I was making the first album, there's 9 tracks, I had about 20 songs.
Right, written. Okay.
And it's just about, I suppose, narrowing it down and kind of, someone asked me recently about how I compose songs, and it's literally, what do I say, it's cheaper than the psychologist.
Yeah.
I keep this with me at all times, and it's
the healing machine.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's great. So the only thing is, you realise you're probably exposing all your human emotions.
Well, you gotta get up on the cross make those sacrifices.
So it's just intense. When you have intense bursts of I don't know, or sorrow or heartbreak or happiness, or you're trying to delve, or you're trying to figure something out in your head, and I just find it just comes out straight away. It's great. So I suppose it's still in life. I'm going through the same things, you know, figuring out, okay, where I'm going, what am I doing, you know, the odd bit of heartbreak down again to keep me going, keep the songs written.
Yeah, I know.
You know yourself. So
Yeah, that's it's still they're still coming. Thank God. I haven't written a song now that you mention it, in about 2 months.
Oh, well, look, don't worry about that. I've gone two years spells of not writing a song, and then they'll all come.
I love your album, Janie. The recent one was fabulous.
Thank you. But, you know, songwriting it is that thing that I always equate it back to, you know, cavemen putting their marks on the walls. It's always been innate in the human condition, that expression and that feeling. And, you know, if you have that bug, you'll always have it, and it'll always be in there. Will you play me something from the new album? Have you got one that you could translate? Shadows is from the new record.
From the new record. We'd have to go back to the old one.
Go back to absolutely.
Ben Turner, shout out to Ben. Literally yesterday, I was like, then if you're around. So fair play to Ben Turner. He's a great singer-songwriter himself.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your surname, Ben?
Turner is a surname.
Ben Turner. I think I would have heard of that name, wouldn't I?
If you Google me, there's like loads of me, and all of them are famous for mostly going to prison.
Oh. there's a Gavin Glass in America who's a wrestler. He's a welterweight wrestler.
As well.
You have a wrestler guy. Well, okay. Maybe your Ben Turner wrestler should wrestle the Gavin Glass wrestler.
There's a priest version of me as well. Like, priest could wrestle the wrestler, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's
only going to go one way, I think. Yeah. What are you going to play me? Well, Ben, are you living in Dublin?
I'm living in Galway. So.
Well, you'll have to come up and do your own music for me. So we get in touch. What are you going to play for me, Grania, before you go?
We'll go with a track 3 of the old album, Memories.
I love this one.
Again,
this is a gorgeous one. Grania Cotter, thank you so much for being here. And send me the album when it... Yes,
Will,
go on.
Would you mind me saying I'm actually in the Grand Social on May 22nd?
Of course not.
Anyone's knocking around. Your name's on the door now.
Yes, May 20th. What night is that?
It's a Wednesday, so I know. Wednesdays are good for me. We're going to start early enough anyway.
Okay, May 22nd, Grania Cotter with band.
With the whole band, yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank
you for joining us here on Nova today, Ben and Grania. Yep.
Cool.
3. He loves someone else now, it's too late for me. Our lonely love is buried in the sea, where the waves roll high, but the sun's to shine. For in my mind floats memories of you. I never gave you all the love that you deserved. You see, I wanted more than love, I wanted all the world. So I packed my bags, though it made me sad. But in those bags were memories of you. Memories, oh, you see, in my mind floats memories of you. Memories, after all the time, still memories of you. Stare at the sea sometimes from many different coasts. That old great love we had still haunts me like a ghost. And though our love is gone, I'm still moving on. I sometimes don't know what's left to do. And I'm glad you found someone who makes you feel secure. For I'm still dreaming where the moonbeams hits the shore. Now the time is gone and your heart it's somewhere else. And I'm still wandering on, still wandering by myself. Yes, I like the view, but is there room for two? For in my mind floats memories of you. Yes, in my mind floats memories of you. Yes, in my mind floats memories of you. Why can't there float away those memories of you?
So let me compose myself here. That is the wonderful Grainne Cotter.
Thank you so much.
May 22nd down in the Grand Social. Always a wonderful night down there in John Burton's wonderful club. Great to see you.
Great to meet you, actually.
And
you.
Ben,
such a pleasure.
We got through that. We found out we're FM 104. He was convinced he was coming in here to do a radio show, and you were right in the end.
Yeah,
you were right.
Yeah.
You were right, and I was wrong, and all along I was wrong. So that's the best apology I think you'll ever get out of me.
Amazing.
I'm not a great man for those. Now we're going to kiss and make up. Okay, Grainne Cotter, get out of here.
So
I got to get more music on.
Brilliant. Thanks, Gavin.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.